This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
In about a half an hour, Wall Street will start trading for the first time since Friday. JFK and Newark airports are reopening today, too, on a limited basis. For more on the great reboot after Hurricane Sandy, let's get to Seth Kaplan of Airline Weekly. And Seth, I imagine it is going to be a huge challenge for these airlines. 18,000 flights grounded as a result of this storm.
Yeah, really in an unprecedented event. You know, what happened was they purposely proactively canceled all of these flights precisely so that when they do restart, things will be a little bit better than they would have otherwise been. Airlines used to try to fly through everything, and then you had planes and people stranded in all kinds of random locations. They didn't do this time. They sent the planes away so that they wouldn't be damaged, but now they've got to get it back up and running.
Now, I saw a couple yesterday that was stuck here from South Africa. Our producer here on the Marketplace Morning Report's wife was supposed to fly across the country a couple days ago and won't be able to get back until Sunday. So I imagine they've got a lot of passengers to deal with right now.
A lot of passengers, not to mention their own employees. You know, when you turn on the TV and you see people stranded, I mean, some of those people are airline employees who aren't able to get to work or in some cases even able to get out of their own homes. So they've got to worry about their passengers. They've got to also worry about their own employees who obviously they need for this recovery effort. A huge challenge.
Well, it's not just challenging for the airlines. Wall Street is also getting restarted today after a couple days off. Chris Lowe is chief economist with FTN Financial. And Chris, what's the challenge ahead for Wall Street?
Well, I think a couple of things. One thing that's going to make it easier, the futures markets have been open throughout. And, of course, global equities have been trading. And markets haven't moved a whole lot. Another big challenge is staffing. It's still very difficult to get into New York City from the suburbs because the trains aren't running, the subways aren't running, and
right.
The tunnels are flooded. So I would expect it's going to be very light staffing. I'm looking out on my trading floor right now. There's about six people. Normally would be about 60 at this hour.
Wow.
And I figure people will be slowly trickling in over the course of the day.
Chris Lowe, chief economist with FTN Financial. And earlier we heard from Seth Kaplan of Airline Weekly. Thanks to both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.